Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Because never think that you are better or higher more than anybody else. And if you think that, you're in for a rude awakening. You see, the more we get into ourselves, the more difficult it is to get out of ourselves. The more into ourselves, the more difficult it is for us to deny ourselves. The more into ourselves, the more difficult it is for us to appreciate others. You see, self-denial is a must-do in the eyes of God. You got to learn how to humble yourself. But the scripture says this, what do it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? This young man, was like any young boy or girl growing up in the world. He had ego and a mind of his own. He had a physical and mental appetite that needed to be brought to an end. He had some ego just like anybody else. He wanted freedom, he wanted fun, and he wanted to do things foolishness. I don't know why growing up, we all look for the time that we could be free. I couldn't wait to get from J.D. and Paul. And the right Steve. I couldn't wait to go to the best university in the world, Grambling State University. I just couldn't wait. But it is a part of becoming an adult. And this is natural for every young man and boy. Oh, I wanted to let my hair down. I didn't have that then. Do as I wanted. I didn't want to be under nobody's authority or nobody telling me nothing. But we wish to call the shots. I wish to call my own shots and make all the decisions when I got to Grambling. I didn't have to worry about mama telling me nothing, daddy preaching to me, or nobody else saying nothing. Oh, but my brothers and sisters, what a dream world we live in, eh? When we are young and full of youth, we think that is a point of life where we arrive at a complete freedom and we can do as we please. But this young man in this story was no different. He wanted to be free from authority. But now notice this here. He went into a far country. So he wished to get away from those people who knew him as he could. He didn't want nobody around that might interfere with his chosen life. He wished to be out of the eyesight of anybody who might challenge or correct that which he was doing. This ego was satisfying to him when he received his inheritance. So he packed his bag, and a few days afterwards, he went into the far country. This young man, he had an appetite for fun. But I tell you what, my brothers and sisters, wouldn't it be nice if life was just a pleasure trip? Wouldn't it be nice if we could just eat, drink, and be merry? If we didn't have to worry about paying any bills, if we could just go travel everywhere, if we could just eat what we want to eat. Wouldn't it be nice? I can sleep all day long. I do it now. But wouldn't it be just nice if we could just pack up and look, get my jet ready. I want to go to Barbados or somewhere. I want to go to Hawaii somewhere. Call my pilot and get my jet. And sometimes when you are young, you just want to do things that is foolish. Something that makes no complete sense. Yeah. And there are times when we just want to just step over the line, you know. There are times when we act like the old saying, I'll try anything once. But this young man and his adventurers had ego to do something foolish. It is amazing, but this young man seemed to have known the world. Seemed like he was a student of geography. I don't know where he lived or where his family lived at, but he must have lived on the side of a road where travelers was coming to and fro from different parts of the country. Because after talking to the travelers, he wanted to experience what it was like to be on his own. And once he received this money, he went and packed his bag and went to the far country. But check this young man out. He had to come to an end one day and was delivered from his lost condition. Number one, his money ended. Number two, his friends ended. And number three, his moral righteousness ended. Well, let's talk about money ending. If we are to end our lost state, we must end our worship of money. You see, the concept of wealth and being rich has been taken over by society. But when this young man lost all his wealth to rise and living, but it was the first step of a blessing in disguise that was sent him home to his father.
Amen.
Look what the scripture says. He took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living.
Yes, sir.
And it was only after his money ended that he came to himself. And he returned home to the presence and protection of his father.
Yes,
but look what Paul says to Timothy. The love of money is the root of all evil.
Yes.
Some coveted after.
Yes.
They have heard from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. To some, money is an idol. We cherish money.
Yes.
But look what God said. Don't. Thou shalt have no other God before me.
Yeah.
Oh, you got money. Money can cause you to lie.
Yeah.
Money can cause you to steal.
Yeah.
Money can cause you to cheat. Yeah. And money can even cause you to murder.
Yes.
But see, money can quickly destroy the relationship between God and man. Matthew 19 said, I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter to the kingdom of heaven. Oh, but when this young man's journey and wealth ended, a small part of him ended.
Yeah.
This young man came to himself. But number two, he had money. As long as he had money, he had friends.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to hear mom and dad tell me all the time, say, boy, as long as you got a little money, you got a car, you got friends. But oh, let that car break. Let your money get shot.
Yeah.
You turn to Grimes here. Grimes, you turn to Steve. It's hard. It's hard out there. It's hard, I tell you. I've been there. Dude, I didn't miss the mom and dad. I wish I did. But this young man lost all the friends that he had gained in that far country when his money was gone.
Yeah.
And we need to be careful who we call friends. You see, in his apartment, he had friends all around him. As long as he could dish out the dollars, friends was on the right side, friends was on the left side, friends in the front, friends in the back. But oh, when this money ran out, couldn't nobody be found. To get out of the state, lost state, we need to stop running with too many friends. It's just like if you are recovering an alcoholic, if you are recovering a drug addict, if you are recovering a gambler, Why still hang around with that same crowd? Sooner or later, you're going to backslide back where you started from. But somewhere, sometimes we just need to forget. I never forget when I joined the sheriff's department. I used to shoot ball every day at Broadway Park. And I don't know how the word got up that soon. When I hit that court, first thing they say, man, he was low. I say, huh? Yeah, he was low. We got in jailhouse, it's called a grapevine. Somebody got on the phone, called out here, and told him that I'm going to be on the sheriff's department. But they steadily called him my friend. Thirdly, finally, we're going to get out of here. His moral righteousness ended. This young man, as all of us, held his idea of what was right. But the scripture said, continue up the truth. The writer of Proverbs said, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
Yes,
Isaiah, the prophet, speaking of this moral righteousness, held by men, say, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Yes, sir.
But look what Paul said in the writing to the church of Philippi. He talks of his righteousness before Christ in his life. And he says to them, I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. You see, the end of ourselves can be the beginning of Jesus. And the beginning of Jesus is the end of depression, discouragement, and disappointments in life. This young man came to the end of himself. And continued himself to his father. And in ending his happiness, his hunger, and his poverty. It began for him true wealth, lasting fellowship, and eternal pleasure. See, it's not ironic that this young man went into a far country to party. And the very first thing his father did for upon his arrival was throw him a party. Listen at what they say in this text. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet and bring hide the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. But this son was dead and is alive again. He is lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his other son, he was a jealous one. He was in the field, and he came and threw nigh to the house. He heard music and dancing. He asked the maid what was going on. She told the son that your brother has come. He went to his daddy and complained to his daddy. But let me tell you something, Pastor Green. Sometimes I don't care how bad your child may be, they're still your child. I got one out there now. They're still my child. I might not agree with the way she's living, but by my relationship, they're still my child. But I can hear the young man saying this as the song says, I came to Jesus as I was.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy